All right, everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going deep on logistics.
Oh, fun.
But not the boring kind.
All right, good.
We're going to look at how one company found a simple way to get a whole lot more efficient.
I like it.
Yeah. So the company is called Veenstra Freedom.
Veenstra Freedom.
Yeah. And they're all about transport and warehousing and all that logistics stuff. But they really focus on cross-docking.
Okay.
So you know how like an airport is for passengers?
Yeah.
A cross-dock is like that, but for packages and stuff.
Makes sense.
And like with airlines, the name of the game is speed, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got to keep things moving or you lose time and money.
Exactly.
So Veenstra Freedom, they've got these busy cross-docks and they're using forklifts all the time to move these pallets around. But here's the thing, pallets come in all different shapes and sizes.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. So if your forklift forks are too long,
Oh.
you could hit something and damage it.
Right.
But if the forks are too short, then the load could tip over.
Yikes. That's no good.
Yeah. And even like just taking a few seconds to adjust the forks,
Oh, yeah, that adds up.
it really does,
That's
especially in a busy place like a cross dock. So Veenstra Freedom, they were using these standard 1,000 millimeter forks,
Okay.
but those just weren't working for all the different pallets they had.
Right. So what they do?
Well, first they tried using extension forks.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Yeah, but those are kind of a pain.
Yeah, they are. They're heavy, and it takes forever to put them on and take them off.
Exactly. It just wasn't a good solution.
I bet a lot of warehouses run into this problem.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
It's like one of those things everyone just kind of accepts.
Until someone comes up with something better.
Yeah, like what did Veenstra Freedom do?
So they got these things called KOI reach forks.
KOOI reach forks.
That's it.
What are those?
They're basically forklift forks that can extend and retract hydraulically.
Oh, so like adjustable.
Exactly. You can make them the perfect size for any pallet.
That's so smart.
Yeah, they saw a 20% improvement in unloading times. And get this, loading times were 37% faster.
Seriously, that's huge.
It is, and it seems so simple, right?
It really does, but I guess it's like anything else. If you can get rid of those little inefficiencies,
Yeah.
the gains can really add up.
You're absolutely right.
So faster loading and unloading obviously saves a ton of time,
Yep.
but I bet it also reduces damage to the goods.
That's a great point. Less chance of the forks hitting something they shouldn't.
And probably means the forklift drivers don't have to move around as much.
Yeah, less travel time.
Less wear and tear on the forklifts, too.
Exactly. It's win-win all around.
And probably easier on the drivers, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Less strain on their bodies.
It's like the difference between having an adjustable wrench and needing a different wrench for every size bolt.
That's a great analogy.
It makes you wonder why didn't anyone think of this
I
sooner?
know, right?
But it's not just about speed either.
What do you mean?
Well, when things are faster, they tend to be safer, too.
That's true. People are less likely to rush and make mistakes.
Exactly. And less mistakes means happier customers.
And happier customers mean a healthier bottom line.
That's the goal, right?
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool that Venture Freedom is celebrating their 95th anniversary this year.
Wow, 95 years.
Yeah, they're a family business too, part of the Freedom Group.
That's impressive. They must be doing something right to stay in business that long.
For sure, they've clearly adapted to the changing times.
Yeah, I wonder what other innovations they've come up with over the years.
Yeah, me too. It seems like they're always looking for ways to improve.
Yeah, but well, I think that the big takeaway here is that sometimes the simplest solutions are the best.
Couldn't agree more.
Veenstra Freedom, they found a way to streamline a pretty basic process,
Yeah.
pallet handling.
Right.
And it ended up making a huge difference in their efficiency and their safety.
And probably their bottom line, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Makes you think, what small changes could you make in your own work?
Or even your life.
That could have a big impact.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive, everybody.
See ya.
See ya.